WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listintherep.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, the weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show is brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by Allstate Office Sitting, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball is also brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from Spanky's, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in with Stan Girard, the USI men's basketball head coach here at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. We have a lot to talk about in the world of Screaming Eagle basketball. We had some snow that derailed last week's show, but we had a big win. Western Illinois a couple of weeks ago and a couple of games from this past weekend to break down. But, Coach, really appreciate the time. How do you feel now?
Oh, man, I feel great. How about you, man?
I'm good. I mean, I'll tell you what. Now that we're in February, it really is home stretch time, and now you start to really check as a broadcaster, okay, I've lost my voice a handful of times. Am I going to lose my voice in the last month? It really is just kind of that last push photo finish type of thing for me, at least. I don't know about you.
Yeah, my voice is gone, as you can tell, man, and I'm trying to regain it. Unfortunately, we play again Thursday, so I better get it figured out before Thursday.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, like I said, the snow kind of derailed the show from last week, but how'd you make out with the snow? I guess, how are you making out with the snow?
I'm from the north, man.
I know.
I'm from Danville, Illinois, up near Chicago, from Danville. Snow doesn't bother me, man. It took a while. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
It took a while to get out of my driveway, but I figured it out. Had a guy come over and try to charge me a couple hundred bucks to shovel me out, and I just took the whole day because we canceled classes, and by 9 p.m. I was able to get out.
So. Oh, so you shoveled on your own.
Well, there's a trick to method to my madness. I did shovel, but my dad would be so disappointed. I drove it, then I shoveled, so I drove it and packed it down. So my driveway doesn't look good right now.
See, that's a mistake.
But no, it wasn't. I got out to go get food, man, so I had to get out. So, but that's not the normal protocol, but I had to get food before it got too late. And so, firewood.
Right, yeah, firewood. Okay, so then the players, they were all snowed in too. So
right. Well,
how did that work? Were you just trusting them to be safe, or were you guys trying to stay on top of them to be responsible about it? Or
they're not going to leave the house if we don't have class or practice. They DoorDash every meal, of course. And the minute we said that we moved that game to Friday, right?
Yeah.
And then we canceled. We didn't have any practice on Saturday or Sunday, so we had a couple of days to kind of relax. So the biggest thing was Monday, getting back out, and they gave them a couple of days. But excuse me, we salute our campus, the people in the physical plan for, you know, making campus safe and clear the pathway for our guys on campus to make it to practice. The parking lots were clear by the time we got back on Monday for practice. The campus was closed, but 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, we was able to get out and have a couple practices. Again, you know, shout out to our people on campus from the physical plant, who made everything possible for us.
Yeah, then you guys, to your point, you guys had to move that game, the Western Illinois game from Saturday, actually moved it up to Friday, and I don't know exactly what you guys did differently in the routine of a Friday game, but whatever it was, do it again. I mean, it was such a great game, such a complete performance by you guys, led by as many as, I think it was 42, ended up winning by 32 against WIU. And what was the secret sauce in that game on Friday night?
I told my staff, Brad, less is more. Quick turnaround.
Yeah.
Not much thinking. No practice. We just come over the next day
and play
a game. Yeah, it worked. So I recommended today to John Marcall that we play our next home game on Friday. Let them really play on Saturday, but that got shut down pretty quick. but, you know what, after that game against Eastern, I think I told you we spent a lot of time in the locker room after the game. And we always do after losses, but I got on our guys – pretty hard after that loss, and you know, they came back and responded. We played at a pace and tempo that we've been begging for all year, and it worked. Unfortunately, it's out the window again. You know, we came back against Lindenwood and SIUE and played slow, methodical, didn't share the basketball. We had 18 assists against against Western and the next two games, we were nowhere near those numbers from an assist standpoint.
Hey, you mentioned the assists, and against SIUE, I'm asking you now because it's the freshest game, the last game on Saturday. Josiah Dunham, Ishmael Habib, Sheridan Sharp, the three
zero
point
assists.
Guards,
zero assists.
Zero assists. Yeah,
and yeah, we talked about that in practice. We talked about it as a staff, and that can't happen. You know, your point guards have to be the facilitators, and we had seven assists at halftime, and you know we were halfway to our goal. We have every game of 16. And only had two the second half against SIUE, and that resulted to the low percentages from a shooting standpoint because I thought we took a lot of bad shots, a lot of one-pass shots. We didn't come out the second half ready to go. We had a, what, four-point lead at halftime, and
yeah.
Second half we went away. We completely went away from the game plan. You know, the biggest thing for us was, you know, get the ball moving offensively, you know, get great shots, but defensively we wanted to keep them out of the paint. Go over ball screens and force guys out of their comfort zone. And we did a great job the first half holding those guys at 23 points. Mm. And in second half, we just quit defending the way we did the first half. We stopped sharing the basketball. The shooting numbers went down, and then the guys got a little – they started pressing the issue a little bit, which resulted to, you know, again, the low percentage numbers from a shooting standpoint for the ball game.
That's the least we've seen Ishmael Habib play in a given game, 20 minutes off the bench. I think it's only the second time all year that Habib did not start. What made you want to not only keep him on the bench? I know he's coming off the injury, but then to only play him 20 minutes. Was he on
the
bench count?
No, he wasn't on a minute restriction, but, you know, I thought the flow of the offense in that Western game was really good without him. And
yeah.
My biggest thing was I didn't want to, you know, bring him back too fast and mess up our rhythm. You know, he thought he would come back on – after not practicing for over a week on Saturday and starting the game, you know what I mean? We had to have a conversation. So my question to him was, my comment was, you're not LeBron James. You can't come out after missing X amount of practices. You know, he had one day of a prep before a game, and he missed most of the scouting report. And I was concerned about, one, his legs being, you know, okay, and then him not fully knowing the game plan, you know, seeing is one thing, but once you go out there and apply it to the court and play, it's kind of hard, you know. So, and we wanted to, again, stay in the rhythm, but also just minimize, as you can see in that ball game, you know, in Ish's last game against Eastern Illinois, you know, late game, he struggled, you know what I mean, to finish the game for us, to take care of the ball and shot selection in this particular game of the day. I wanted to minimize that. So as guys started taking rush quick shots or turn the ball over, we pulled them because we wanted possessions matter at this point in the game when it's a one or two possession ball game. And some of the plays that some of our guys were making in this particular game on Saturday, they were not basketball plays. They were individual plays and trying to, you know, do their own thing versus sharing the basketball the way we did the first half. And that probably took away three or four of his minutes during that game, as well as, you know, Bailey didn't shoot the ball very well. I know he was another guy you're probably going to ask about. I think he was 1 of 10.
Yeah.
Our leading scorer was Curtis with 11 points. You know, we needed our guys to step up. And we were running guys in and out, just trying to find someone to play basketball the right way offensively. And no one really did that, especially the second half.
Well, I know that Josiah ended up playing 30 minutes on Saturday against SIUE, which is not especially rare. I mean, he's been a starter for you guys a handful of times since coming back from his injury. But the rare thing was seeing him as really the only on-ball guard in the starting lineup. You know, he's playing de facto point guard there, and he really hasn't done that all that much for you guys, especially not as a starter. So how do you evaluate his performance, and especially with that being kind of a first for him?
If you look at his first half performance, he was pretty good. You know, I thought he handled – because SIUE didn't pick up full court pressure a whole lot, you know what I mean? And the times they did, if you know Josiah's background, he played that position in high school. So we had been trying to transition him to be a lead guard for us. And I felt like, you know, in my opinion as a coach, he guarded Jack Campion for, what, 2 years or whatever, or a year rather. And he knew his tendencies more than anybody. And I thought, for the most part, he did a pretty good job. You know, Sheridan got in a couple times and made some mistakes defensively going over the ball screens. And I thought Josiah's toughness would be good against Jack. And he was pretty good. In game one, you know, I thought he was more off the ball. He guarded Jack a few times. But in game one, when you think about the game plan, the scouting report on him, going under his ball screens in game one, and he baited us and baited us and baited us, and then late game, he knocks down two big shots because Habib goes under the ball screen. And with Habib not practicing as much, I was concerned about his endurance, you know, in that game, especially late in guarding a guy like Campion, who has a very high motor. And you can see in that ball game, Campion, he hurt us down the stretch a little bit.
Yeah. What was Ish's injury, by the way? I mentioned how Ish had missed two games, Western Illinois and then Lindenwood as well, with an injury, and then he comes back for the SIUE game. What was actually hindering him?
I don't know. No, I'm kidding. he had his neck stiffness. Mm-hmm. I think he slept the wrong way. We called it, is it a crook in your neck or whatever it was?
Yeah, something like that.
He couldn't turn his head. I mean, he couldn't swing his neck around to see side to side or whatever. So Hannah Brown, our trainer, she felt around. She felt some stiffness. Could have been muscle spasms. But he didn't get a chance to see a doctor. But she just worked it out for him and put some heat on it and massaged it and did all kinds of things on her end to try to get him ready. And we had him on Saturday. Hopefully he got his legs back under him. He's ready to go for this week's games.
I know that, you know, we're talking about the guards here because, you know, unfortunately, especially in the second half, the offense stilled up a little bit, dried up a little bit. And Sheridan.
I mean a little bit, a lot, a lot, a lot.
Well, Sheridan has been that third guard for you guys, or not necessarily the third guard, but one of the three with Joe and Ish and Sheridan. And he's still trying to find his way and his role on this team. Joe started. Ish played behind him 20 minutes, and then Sheridan was there with, I think it was, 14 minutes off the bench. He's been in and out of the rotation at times for you guys. What does he need to do to fix his standing on this team and really solidify a solid portion of the rotation?
You know, his role from day one has been, excuse me, a facilitator, a pass-first point guard. He did a great job at Lindenwood in game one of getting downhill, and the kid for Lindenwood, Milos, had 10 blocks. They had 15 as a team.
Yeah.
And seven of those blocks were on Sheridan. We went back and counted.
Yeah.
And he's got to do a better job, one, playing off 2 feet, keeping his head up when he drives a basketball because sometimes, well, I can say sometimes, unlike game one, he got layups and no one was down there. And they did a great job of adjusting their coverage on him and knowing that he was going to get to the paint. Well, he didn't do a good job in this particular game of making the extra pass. You know, he kept trying to force the issue, and Milos goes for 10 blocks, 7 against Sheridan. And, you know, you got to be a little smarter when you're going in amongst the trees and pump fake, kick out, pump fake, hit the big on the roll. But he kept going in this particular game and trying to make things happen, you know, in a close game at one point. And he was starting a fast break because they were blocking the shots. But he has to be in – and I know he don't mind me saying this. He has to be more of a facilitator. Mm. His shooting numbers are not where they should be from a 3-point standpoint. So I deem him as a driver, you know. But also a guy, as you saw in the Western Illinois game, he had 8 assists. You know, he's got to get guys involved in the game against Lindenwood. I think he had 4 assists and 1 turnover. But those block shots against him really hurt us, you know, as far as the rhythm offensively. I thought we, in that Lindenwood game, we over-dribbled too much. It got to a point where me, once I watched the game a second and third time, I started counting our possessions and how much time we dribble the basketball. You know, we run a five-out, we run some five-out continuity plays, but the goal is to side the ball but also get downhill in the paint, and we dribble on the perimeter too much and don't try to touch the paint. We dribble the basketball, and there was one possession I counted, 25 dribbles in 30 seconds. That's too much. And it wasn't all Sheridan. There's a couple other guys involved as well. But we got to do a better job of understanding what we try to get out of each play. We drill this stuff in practice, excuse me, daily. But once we get in the game, it's like we forget some of the things we talk about in practice or the game. I mean, you know, in practice, rather, that we need to carry over into the ball game, and we haven't done a great job of that.
Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. Just getting started here from Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks off the Lloyd. They also have a location, by the way, downtown on Jefferson Avenue. We will, by the way, hear from Caden Gillhouse and the Jimmy John sub of the show. Looking forward to that. But on the other side, Coach Gerard sticking around, talking more USI hoops when we return right here on WREF.
J. Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine, but that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So, if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Queen River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Your single source for workplace supplies, All Stars. All Stars, amazing service. All Stars, lasting solutions. All Stars, tailored to you. AllStars.com. All Stars.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Back on the San Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks off the Lloyd. I'm Brad Klein, Stan Gerard, the USI men's basketball head coach, talking about USI hoops. And, you know, obviously Devin Curtis has been playing really well, maybe some of the best basketball of his life recently, Coach. And, you know, there are different ways to analyze this from a basketball standpoint. What's he doing well? Here's what I know. He looks stronger out there, right? I mean, he looks a little bit more fueled, and I'm thinking that that's because of Tim and because Devin, last time he was at Spanky's and he was on the Stan Gerard Radio Show as the Jimmy John sub of the show, he got, what, $150 worth of Spanky's, and now he looks good, and now he's playing the best hoops of his life.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll send Tim that bill here pretty soon, but
no, but that's his donation to the program. Now DC's playing
well. We're still waiting on it.
All right.
Yeah, we're still waiting on it. But, yeah, he came in, man, and he got some bad advice. Let's just say that. But yeah, Devin is playing well. I think it started, Brad, at the Tennessee Tech game when you know we threw him in there in front of Ben, and he just never looked back. You know, he's active. He got a little life to him now. He seems to be happier now that he's playing and not moody, providing some rim protection for us. You know, he was our leading scorer the other day. I don't know when was the last time he led a team in scoring, you know, but because he didn't play much last year at Cal, but he's playing good basketball. You know, I feel like if he can just keep, you know, being a sponge in terms of listening, wanting to get better, working his tail off, he can be a pretty good ball player if he continues to get doing those kind of things. Plus, add a little weight to him. You know what I mean? Yeah. He should be a good player.
That's why the Spankies. That's why it's important.
That's it, yeah. We need muscle, not – well, yeah, muscle.
I'll tell you what he does bring. Maybe it's not too much muscle, but he's got a lot of swagger to him. When he's playing well, he's got swagger. And I don't know if that is a good thing in your world as a coach, but I saw you hit a shot on Saturday against SIUE. He had 10 points in the first half. He was 4 of 6 from the field, something like that. Mm-hmm. Hit some jumpers. And he hit a shot, and he turned back to the USI bench, sticks his tongue out at you guys. And I wonder what was
probably
going on.
That was probably to me. Yeah, I think that was to me. But, no, you've seen him in practice. He talks a lot. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot. And sometimes it's annoying, but sometimes it bothers me. Sometimes it doesn't. But he talks a lot.
Doesn't bother
a,
you
a
when
lot.
He's 4 of 6 from the field for 10
points.
Not at all.
You know, if you're going to talk, you better be putting up some numbers or being productive. And, you know, he did a good job for us in the first half.
Yeah, and he's been all over the place with some of the personality kind of coming out. I mean, he's been winking at me. Did you see that? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I saw a little bit of it. I saw that too, yeah.
Like, he'll look at me in the handshake line and just wink.
You were his guy now. Remember what happened in practice? You're his friend now, man. You guys are in good place.
What happened in practice?
I won't talk about it on the air. No. Your gum and your water bottle?
Oh, yeah. No, that was – I think that was shoot around. That wasn't even really practice. Yeah, I had a water bottle. Anyone who's been to the game knows that I stock up on water like I'm getting ready for the apocalypse. And I had one of probably six or seven water bottles. And he took one of my water bottles, unscrewed it. He was chewing gum, put the gum in the cap, and then screwed it back on.
He wanted Brad to drink it, and Brad wouldn't drink it. So,
and so I look up at him like this. And, well, that was a choice, you know. And he goes like that, shrugs his shoulders, and walks away.
But
and that's the player that you recruited.
And he apologized.
He apologized. Yeah. Well, it's funny because
I made him.
I know.
Just
that.
So you know,
because that happened, and then it was a couple of minutes later. Coach Girard comes over for his pregame interview to record it, and I told him what happened. I was not actually mad about it. I thought it was pretty funny. And it's not like I didn't have more water. There's plenty more where that came from. And then the next day he apologizes. I was like, TC, you know I don't really care, right? And he goes, oh, okay, good. Yeah, we're good. Yeah. That's my guy.
I care. You know, I care.
Right,
so
fair enough.
We had a conversation. And he now, I don't know if he meant it or not, but he apologized. He said the words. He said the word. So
no, I didn't mean it. I was not actually upset. Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But
no, he's playing really good for us, and we got to get him. He's still not in great shape because he hasn't played a whole lot this year, so we need to get him to be able to play 8 minutes effectively without coming out, you know what I mean? I think he's close to taking that lead role, you know, if he can – tweak a couple of things, but he's very productive for us, and we need more of that.
Well, it's interesting, right, because I've done this now 3 years at USI. I know the players progress at their own individual pace, but I also know that when he was recruited from Cal to USI, you guys had that first half, not even really Tennessee Tech, you had that first half against SIUE in mind. I know that he can shoot from 15 feet out, I saw it over the summer, and it seemed like that was going to be part of his role. He just hasn't had much of a role on the court this year up until now. So a shooting big man is something that you really haven't had too much of at USI. Now that you have that toy to play with, how do you plan on deploying it?
Well, as we, you know, continue to go into this five-out stuff, because Devin, Ola, and Vic, they're not back-to-the-basket guys. I think they're really, you know, 10, 15-foot range. Now, Devin probably thinks he can stroke the three. He can in individual workouts and practice, but I don't want him out there yet, you know what I mean? But I give those guys a little freedom offensively to step out and knock them down. But you have to play the numbers game. If he hit his first couple, keep shooting it. But if he misses a few, you had a question from the crowd.
No.
If he misses a few, he's got to, you know, try to get something in space where he's, you know, attacking the basket. The good thing about Devin in our game last week, he was able to get a couple at the rim, you know, the dunk. And then he worked his way out versus working, you know, going outside in. He went inside out and did some good things for us.
Now, one thing I will say, and we've talked about the guards struggling the second half against SIUE. Is there anything that DC can do to continue to produce when the guards aren't moving the ball at their best? Because he had 10 points in the first half, ball stuck in the second half.
Yes.
He had only 1 point in the second half.
Yeah.
Is there anything that he can do on his end to make sure that that doesn't happen again?
Well, I think that's more on us. You know, we call them plays, and the ball is not getting to them, and we have to be more as coaches more direct. You know, we come out a couple of timeouts. We're going to run this set right here. We're going to come off the ball screen. We're looking for the pocket pass, and we don't make the pocket pass to him. You know, I mean, he's got to play in space. But I think with him, with his personality, he can maybe grab a guy and say, hey, man, look at me next time down. You know, I think something like that. As long as it's constructive and not, you know, don't come out the wrong way. But also, you know, if he can get some offensive rebounds and putbacks, run the floor, beat his guy down the floor. There was one particular play in the game that I think he ran the court and he sealed his guy up top and he was open, but we didn't throw the ball. You know what I mean? Maybe call for the ball more. You know, our guards always use the excuse was, I can't see you. That's a great excuse. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, just call for the ball more. And we as coaches, you know, I don't know, always put all the blame on the players. We are trying to put these guys in positions. You know, we got to be better. You know, like we demand these guys be better. And we got to, you know, like you saw in the game on Saturday when guys were not making them right, I pulled them. You know what I mean? I think, you know, I'm a firm believer in the best way to get these guys to do what you want to do is put them on the bench. You know what I mean? And hopefully that translates into our game, our games this week, rather.
Again, it's the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Cloud at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. Off the lawn, they also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Coach Gerard, he's going to take a step aside, maybe get a bite to eat. Caden Gellhausen, the Jimmy John's sub of the show, when we return on WREF.
Jimmy John's, fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Time now for the sub of the show brought to you by Jimmy John's. That's Caden Gellhausen. A round of applause for the pride of Evansville.
Thanks for having me.
Caden, really appreciate the time. Are you nervous? This is your first time on the Stan Gerard Radio Show,
yeah,
right?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Yeah. So Coach trusts you, clearly.
I guess.
Yeah. What have you done to earn his trust?
I don't know. I guess I work hard.
Yeah.
You work hard. I'm an everyday guy.
But really the question is, because you were working hard last year, why didn't you earn his trust last year?
I don't know. Ask him. He's over there.
I know that you're, like I said, one of two Evansville guys on the team with you and Joe. How's it been playing with a guy that you essentially grew up with? Joe, you knew Joe before USI. So.
Yeah, I knew him. I wasn't, like, the best of friends with him, but I always knew of him.
Oh, so you were not friends with him?
No.
You didn't like him?
We played on a team one time in, like, eighth grade, but we were never, like, close like that.
Okay.
But now we're like, best friends. We're roommates now, so.
I know. Well, that's good. That's delayed gratification. Yeah. But why did it take you guys so long to come around to each other?
I don't know. Evansville, it's a big place. So.
It's not that big, all right? Because I'm from New Jersey, New York. It's bigger over there. I'll tell you that.
I don't know.
Caden, I do know, though, that you guys are now roommates now. And so Joe was talking about that when he was on the show. You got Josiah, Caden, and then two guys that aren't on the basketball team at all.
Yeah.
What's that like, that dynamic?
Well, one of the guys I played baseball with growing up, his name's JJ.
Yeah.
And then the other one works at USI at the Pat counter. His name's Jacob.
Okay.
I went to high school with him.
I've probably seen him around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, if I were JJ, or you said Jacob, right?
Yes.
I'd be worried that Joe and Caden, they've got their own clique. Now I gotta do my own thing. Are you guys cliquey? Because you're on the basketball team, and
yeah, a little,
yeah, a little bit.
We're all friends. Like, we all get along. So,
I feel like they could become like honorary members of the team, though, because they probably hear all the drama and the gossip and the tea.
They're both big fans of USI basketball. So,
big fans.
Yeah.
Who's their favorite player?
Me.
There were two right answers and 13 wrong answers in that.
It's me.
This is your second year of college basketball. How is it different from your first year? I know that you're probably just trying to tread water and stay afloat your first year, but what's it like in year two?
The practices are a lot different in high school than they were in college, or what they are now.
How so?
The running, the length of them, and just like how much we practice. We practice year round, and I never did that in high school.
Did you know that that's what you signed up for?
Yeah. 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 My brother gave me the whole spiel of all what we have to do, but yeah, it's tough.
That's right. Cause your brother, a walk on at UE, who do you think has it better in kind of like walk on life, Caden or your brother, you or your brother, USI or UE, where is it better to be a walk on?
USI? Easily.
Okay. You're biased. Good answer, by the way. But why do you say that?
I just love USI.
That's good. I like that. I like
that. It's on the better side of town. I don't like the east side that much.
Okay.
West side, there's more of a community.
Yeah, I like that. So. See? He knows who he's doing. He knows his audience. That's good. Obviously, one of three returners from a season ago. So when Coach and the coaches hit the portal and they were recruiting a whole new roster, it's funny because I remember you guys having team workouts over the summer, and it was like, three guys.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there was three of us.
Like a full team practice.
And it wasn't with Josiah either because he was still hurt.
Right, so there's two guys, basically, right?
Yeah.
What was that like? And you got a lot of attention in those workouts. You probably got better in that few week stretch than you had in any other few week stretch of your life.
It was nice sometimes, but then I got no rest on any of the drills, and I didn't like that.
Fair enough, but I do know that that attention is something that a player usually craves. So when you were doing these practices, I saw one or two of these practices. I didn't stay for all of them, or for the full duration of any of them. But I was there for some of them, and I thought to myself, just give them some time off. I mean, what are we doing? It's a full team practice. You got two or three players, and I wonder if you were surprised when the coaches called those practices.
No, I wasn't surprised at all.
No?
I knew it was coming.
I mean, because there was also a part of me that was like, how are there even coaches to have these practices? Because everyone's on the road, everyone's hitting the portal.
Yeah, the coaches were out of town a lot, but whichever coach was there would just give us the workout, and we would go through in about an hour.
How have you gone about trying to reintegrate yourself into a locker room that is basically completely different from a season ago, your freshman year?
Yeah, it's definitely different from last year. Being, like, one of the only returners, I just kind of have to keep that culture alive that we had last year. I learned from guys like Jack Milkey and Sam Mervis, two of the seniors I looked up to last year. So I kind of just have to keep what they, like, and gave into the program and stuff. So
how much are you in touch with those guys from a season ago? Because
I know they're all doing their thing. I text Sam, like, almost every day.
Every day?
No, after every game, I'll text him.
Okay.
After every game.
Well, he's got his own games to worry about, right? He's a GA at St. Louis. They're ranked still, right? Yeah. So you giving him all the tea then, all the gossip that's going to Merv?
Most of it. I don't tell him everything.
You save some of it for the roommates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. How is he doing at St. Louis?
He's doing good. I think he loves it there. So.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Obviously, with him in shirts, and they're playing super well. I mean, they're top 25 still, right? They're 24th, I think, last time I checked. Is that right?
Yeah. Probably. I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. Again, Caden Gelhausen here on WREF on the Stan Gerard Radio Show. For you, obviously, you propel into college basketball off of a really strong career at North. What sticks out most from your time as a Husky? People remember watching you at North.
Probably my sophomore year when I got to play with my brother. We had a really good season there. We won sectionals. So probably that year.
Is that your best memory on the court in high school?
Playing with my
winning
brother.
Sectionals?
Yeah.
Okay, with your brother. How did that work, the two-man game of the Gelhausens on the court? I mean, who was doing what?
He was doing most of the passing and facilitating the offense. I played like a five-man that year. I was more of like a center, and he was a point guard.
Yeah.
So he would get me open. I would just shoot open shots and hit them.
So if you can liken the Gelhausen combo to like an NBA duo, what would that be? Was it like a Kobe Shaq
LeBron
situation?
And D-Wade, probably.
Okay, yeah, LeBron. So, That would make you LeBron.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to believe you. I'm just going to take your word for it. All right. You've been in Evansville your entire life, right?
Yeah.
Any thoughts of leaving?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. I like that.
I love it here. I'm going to stay. So.
I like that. And round of applause for that. All right, that's all good. We want you to stay. We don't want you to go into the portal or anything like that. But what I will ask
you about that.
what I will ask you is this. In a world where you did decide, okay, Evansville had its time, but now I want to go check out another part of the country, even the world, where would you want to live if not Evansville?
Probably just somewhere warm. Maybe like Florida.
Florida. Well, maybe like when you retire or something like that. Or are you going to retire to Evansville?
I don't know.
No?
I don't even know what I'm going to do yet as a job. So.
Well, I was just about to ask you that. I mean, you're in finance, right?
Yeah,
I'm a finance major?
Yeah.
With Joe?
Yeah, me and Joe Sy.
See, as if you guys didn't have enough in common already, and the click on that side of the roommate combo, as if that wasn't close enough. See, this is why I'd be a little bit, you know, self-conscious. If I was a roommate that's not on the basketball team and not in finance – you see what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, fair enough. Again, like I said, Caden, you've been in Evansville your entire life. I'm hearing through the grapevine, though, that this is the worst snow you've probably seen in Evansville.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you deal with it?
I just stayed in my apartment, hung out with my friends, took some time off from practice, which was nice.
Yeah. When you're staying in your apartment, was there any guilt thinking, I should probably be helping my family or friends shovel?
No. My dad had that job of shoveling the driveway. He sent me videos of it, and it did not look fun.
So you're just staying in. When you're snowed in, what'd you guys do?
Just play video games.
Video. What kind of video games?
College football, NBA 2K.
All right. Who you playing is in college football? If it were me, I'd make up a USI
Indiana.
Football team. You can make a team now. You know that?
Yeah.
Make a USI football team.
I know.
Could do that.
Indiana's better, though. So.
Yeah, that's true. Indiana's better. You grew up an IU fan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that. And the national championship, that's got to be a highlight for you, just of the year, or even your life, because it's their first ever. So where'd you take that in? Where'd you watch that?
I just watched it in my apartment with all my friends.
Like you were snowed in or something like that.
Yeah.
Again, it's Caden Gelhausen, the Jimmy John sub of the show, right here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show. We'll take a step aside. When we return, Caden, sticking around, not going anywhere. We're going to talk more about his role on the team and his experience at USI when we return right here on WREF.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Stars. Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam-dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd-pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
And we're back on the St. Jerome Radio Show here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks off the Lloyd. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue, the Jimmy John sub of the show. Caden Kellhausen, a round of applause for Caden for sticking around. And, you know, Caden, from a basketball standpoint, I know everyone's really excited every time you get to hop on the floor. And it was only a couple of games ago that you did against Western Illinois. You get an opportunity to go in. Now, I have a bit of a bone to pick with four guys that you were playing with because I want to see the walk-on get a shot, and you didn't. And I think that's kind of messed up. Thoughts?
I told Josiah to pass him the ball. He was asking for me to set screens for him.
What's that about?
I don't know. I guess there's beef there. I don't know.
Ball hog, yeah. Maybe? I heard someone say on the court, like, get Ben a shot or something like that. Am I recalling that right?
Yeah, probably.
And I thought, get Caden a shot, you know? And by the way, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, you are for the season shooting 100% from the field.
I'm one for one.
So there's that.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you to be able to play in college basketball? I know that you're a walk-on, and you know you're all on the team, but you can honestly say, yeah, I played Division I college basketball. You grew up watching this level when you were a kid, and obviously for your hometown team, what does that mean to you?
You know, it means the world. Something like this doesn't get given the opportunity to everyone, and I don't know, I'm just grateful.
I will say, though, I'm using the whole walk-on term too loosely because as of this year, right, you are now on scholarship. So
yeah.
That's a big deal. Now
yeah.
You have a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
Now, you've got the presidential scholarship, which means that you're really smart. But also, now that the opt-in has happened, everyone's on scholarship. So now you can even go a step further and say, hey, not only was I a Division I basketball player, I was a scholarship Division I basketball player, something like that. Yeah. Bragging rights for later. How do you plan on using these bragging rights later on in life?
Maybe in like a job application.
Yeah.
I start as a walk-on, get a scholarship. Maybe employers and bosses and stuff like that will appreciate that.
I like that. For what application, we don't know because you're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But what we do know is because of the presidential scholarship, you're really smart. Have you always been a good student, or is this something that's kind of new?
Yeah,
in
I got
college?
Straight A's in high school.
So straight A's?
Been, yeah,
okay.
I never got a single B in high school.
So. Oh. Maybe they're taking it too easy on you at
Maybe.
North.
That's what everyone
just,
says.
Were you one of those kids that just didn't have to study?
No, I studied a lot.
Okay.
That's why I got A's. I studied a lot.
Who instilled that? Was that you or was that your parents being like, Caden, go study?
Probably my mom.
Yeah.
My mom got good grades. My dad never got any good grades. So definitely my mom.
Well, what do they do?
They just tell me to work hard in class.
No,
my
no,
mom's
no, for
a teacher.
Their jobs.
Oh, okay. My mom's a gym teacher and my dad hangs drywall.
Okay.
He has a drywall company.
So, was he saying, oh, yeah, listen to your mom, or was he saying...
Yeah, he tells me not to do drywall.
Okay.
He tells me to stay away
he
from
like
that,
it.
So...
But you can cool. always hop into the family business if you wanted to.
Yeah, I worked for him last summer, so...
How was that?
Not fun.
No.
Not fun.
I remember over the summer, outside of seeing you in the full team workouts, the three-player workouts, I saw you over at the driving range a couple times, too.
Yeah, that was before the working started,
yeah,
so I was actually having fun for once in my life.
How's the golf game?
Not good.
No?
That's why I was working on it.
What's wrong with it?
My short game. I can drive pretty well.
I believe it.
I can't really drive straight, but I can hit the ball pretty far. But
well, how not straight is it? I mean, how wide do you need the fairway to be to have some confidence?
Pretty wide.
How wide? Help me out.
I don't know the measurements, but
okay. All right, so it's the short game.
Yeah.
How many mulligans would you need in your pocket going into an 18-hole round to feel confident?
In 18 holes, probably 18.
One per.
Yeah.
Okay. See, if you're anything like me, though, I'd like to go in with 18 mulligans. I'm probably going to burn, like, five of them on one hole. Because I always have, like, one or two holes that I just blow up on, and not in a good way. Mm-hmm. Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the same.
Joe's good, right?
Yeah,
in golf.
Yeah.
So he's got you beat.
I've played him one time, and I beat him in every single hole, though.
Oh. So then you're good.
And I'm never playing him again.
Is that you admitting that it was a fluke?
Yeah, it was definitely a fluke. He's better than I am.
Was he off his game?
Yeah.
Or were you on yours?
It was both.
Okay.
It was both.
Fair enough. I'm kind of in the same boat. It was last year, I think. I played with Blake Bruner. And by the way, send off to Blake. I know that he's on his way for another job, and he did a great job. So a round of applause for Blake, USI born and bred. I played Blake at Thunderbolt, now the farm. And I have the photo saved. I think I shot like a 79 or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And I've never shot a 79 in my life. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is I had a witness on it.
Yeah.
And I have the scorecard. And so when I tell people about that round, they just don't believe me. I ended on a birdie, and that doesn't happen either. And so I just wonder if it was one of those days for you or if Joe just couldn't hit anything.
I think my score is in the hundreds.
Okay.
So
where'd you guys play?
The farm, I think.
Okay, yeah.
The farm.
So does that mean I'm better than you?
Yeah.
Ouch.
You probably are.
You don't want to be worse than me, I'll tell you that. I'm not scoring 79s typically, though, I'll tell you. Well, what's Joe typically at?
Probably in the 90s.
Okay, that's fair. If not basketball, is golf your next sport?
No. What I always else? Played baseball growing up. So
yeah, you played baseball. Right, you played baseball at North, right?
I was a catcher.
A catcher.
Yeah.
You're too tall for catcher.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of times.
Although the catcher from last year, USI Baseball, McKay Jawal, he's taller than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're about the same height, so.
Oh, okay, so he's not taller than you. So so do you know Mikasia?
Yeah,
guys bond
I've talked
that?
To him a couple times.
Is he a good guy?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's good. I mean, that was the right answer. Yeah. Can you imagine if on the radio you said Mikasia Wall not a good guy?
He's a cool dude. I've been to his house before. He has a nice little house on out by Franklin. So.
Cool. Okay, I like that a lot. Hey, the baseball team is looking like they're going to be pretty good this year, and they're going to start in, what, a week and a half?
Yeah, their season starts in a week.
So I was thinking, especially because you played in high school, and Joe played at a high level in high school, too, at ECS, and I was talking to Coach Stu. I ran into him a few weeks ago, and he told me that he thought that Joe was going to be an MLB draft pick. I went to Joe with that information, and Joe laughed at it. That's neither here nor there. I was thinking you and Joe could play two ways, could play baseball and basketball at USI. What do you think?
No, I wasn't that good at baseball.
Well,
it was decent.
It's a big roster. I mean, I know you're on scholarship for the basketball team. You can walk on for the baseball team.
No.
You've done it before.
No.
No?
Right. I would actually rather walk on the track team.
Oh. In track, like track?
Because I also did track in high school, and I was pretty good at it.
Like what was your event?
I did the jumping.
Oh, okay.
I did high jump and long
That
jump.
Makes sense. Okay, so that's more like the field part.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier than baseball with the practices. You just literally work out and jump. So.
okay, so what feels better, clearing a hurdle or dunking a basketball?
Dunking a basketball.
Yeah.
It's just cooler.
It is cooler. I like that. When were you first dunking?
I think 15. It was a competition with me and my dad because he always told me he got his first dunk when he was 15.
Okay. So who do you think?
We got it at the same time.
Same time? I mean, technically, but if you got it in, like, you know, early in your 15th year.
No, it was, like, right before my 16th birthday.
Okay.
It was, like, a week before.
Fair enough. Speaking of birthdays, I don't know if I'm breaking a confidence here, but I do know that you are counting down the days or weeks or at least months.
You don't have to tell anyone about that.
Well, I'm in the middle of telling them about it. So, till your 21st birthday. So, for whatever it's worth, how many months or days do you know?
8 months.
8 months. He's counting down
well,
months.
No, it's seven. Seven.
7 months. Yeah. Round of applause for that.
7 more months.
So here's what we do. Here's what we do. In 7 months, you come down to Spanky's. They've got a great selection, and you enjoy yourself. Happy 21st.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. All right. Caden Gallhausen, round of applause, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
Jimmy John, sub of the show. Really appreciate you, and keep on doing what you're doing. We love to see you on the floor, on the bench, too. I mean, on the bench, before I let you go, That's a big role. I mean, are you a towel waver on the bench, on the huddle, in the huddles? What are you doing?
I'm a towel waver.
You are a towel waver. See, I'm just using that as an example. Are you literally grabbing a towel to then wave it?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you remember, you might be too young to remember, when Monmouth basketball made their run and their bench had, like, choreographed dances?
I heard about it.
I was thinking we can get something like that going at USI.
That's what my high school team did, actually. We had a bench mob.
Well, but you wouldn't know because you were on the floor. But bench mob, so what did they do on the bench?
They did, like, push-ups and three-point celebrations.
So let's get that going.
I'll try, yeah.
Why not?
Well, we got to start winning games.
All right, fair enough. You got me there. But there are some cool moments in-game that I think would be cool. And maybe you can get the crowd into it. Maybe you get, like, victory push-ups on the bench. Maybe the crowd does some victory push-ups, too.
Maybe. Cheerleaders, too.
The cheerleaders. I like that, too. Okay. Round of applause for Caden, everyone. Did great. And we'll take a step aside. Stan Gerard back in a moment right here on WREF.
Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mac Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mac delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mac and let them give your home the winning touch. Mac Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a Screaming Eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. Wrapping up shop here on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. I'm Brad Klein. Coach Gerard is back. We just heard from one of your returning players, Caden Gelhausen. Coach, I really appreciate you bringing him on because he's awesome. And, well, he's just a great addition to the team. And to have him back for year two, especially in today's era of college basketball with all the turnover, to bring back a guy like Caden, that's a big deal.
It is. You know, you don't get too many guys like that comes in, and I think what we ask him to do every day in practice, he doesn't complain about not playing. You don't find too many guys like that. You know, I always say be a star in your role, and that's what he is. You know, he comes in and do what we ask him to do. And I remember last year, he's really grown. You talk about those three-person practices, man. But we had a couple of drills. I think it was a 28-2 drill last year. The guys used to kick him out of, or him and Duke. And because they was just young freshmen trying to figure it out, didn't know what was going on. And now he's, you know, kind of leading some of the things he couldn't lead a year ago. So there's growth in what he's doing. And we always say the apple don't fall too far from the tree, man. His dad, Jesse, and his mom, great people. The fact his dad and I played for the same junior college coaches over at Johnny Logan.
Mm.
Yeah, and his mom, of course, is at North, used to teach my daughter. So I know the family very well, man. And we golfed together this summer, and we hung out down in Florida as well. So just hardworking family, man. And I don't know who the best Gilhouse in the family, man, but we got a good one on our team right now.
I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot. It's kind of crazy that you don't think that he's the best. I mean, he runs every lap that you ask him to run, but,
I just thought about his birthday. Is it September or August?
It's in 8 months from now.
We'll make sure we have practice on that day, man, so he's not out coming down to Spanky's, hanging out here at Spanky's, like you said, man.
I like that. I like that a lot.
21, wow. That was a long time ago for me, man. Just yesterday, rather, but 21. Yeah.
I know that when it comes to the upcoming games, UT Martin in Southeast Missouri, it's a road trip. By the way, only one home weekend left in the regular season, which is crazy. But
it seems like yesterday we started this thing.
I know.
It's coming.
So now you have UT Martin in Southeast Missouri. And before we get into the nitty-gritty of either one of those teams from an X's and O's standpoint, it is the start of the final really month of the season, last eight games. You guys are three games back of the final OVC tournament slot. That belongs to Eastern Illinois right now. So to position yourself for an OVC tournament bid, what do you guys have to do?
Win. That's what we need to do, Brad. We got to secure some wins here and put together a full 40. You know, we are a good team. What I call one-hit wonder, you know, we'll play a good first half or a good second half, but it's a 40-minute ball game, and we have to, you know, put together a full game. You saw the Western Illinois game. We put together a full game, and you saw the results. Tennessee Tech, a full 40 minutes, you saw the results. But, you know, we got to be a team that's consistently playing good basketball for 40 minutes. We haven't done that.
Yeah, I know that we've all seen this in glimpses, that this team has been successful. Why do you believe that in the final eight games, with three games that you need to make up, that this team can do it?
I always believe. I never stop, you know, no matter who we play. I was sharing this with Habib. We were in a text exchange this morning, and he rolled past the forward center and said he wants to play in there. I said, well, we got to do some things different, you know what I mean? And that's finishing the ball game. And I told him, I don't care if we play in the Lakers. I think our team can win. You know, now we got to go out and do the work. But, you know, that's number one. You got to believe in what you can do and have faith in your team. And I do have that, you know, despite the numbers. But we just got to put together, like I said, a full 40 minutes and play basketball the right way. And I like our chances from there.
UT Martin on the road Thursday. How many guys can you pronounce on that roster before I ask you about the way they play?
King.
You got King still, yeah.
King and is it Prince or Price?
Price.
The Price kid. Other than that, too many names that's hard to pronounce.
Well, without going into names, what do you remember from that first game here at USI?
Well, how can you forget how they move the basketball, man? Yeah. They switch five ways. And I was telling someone this after that game. That team is, outside of the American kids, that team is composed of professional basketball players. All those guys that come from Europe, they start playing professional at 15, 16 years old and play till they, however long they play. And some of those guys are grown men. You can tell in how they think, how they share the basketball, how strong they are. They're grown men, and they got some experience. So that's one thing I would say that concerns me every time I play Martin is their experience. And despite all those guys not playing together, they play some professional at some point. In their respective countries, and they play the ball the right way. He recruits guys that can shoot it, and their size. You know, you look at in our last game, I think they started 6'5", 6'6", 6'7", 6'9", 6'10". That's big. And here we are, 5'10", 6 foot or whatnot. You know, so we have to somehow, some way with these bigger guys, we got to use our feet and beat them up and down the court. But, you know, we did a decent job, for about 25 or 30 minutes against those guys, and they just ran out late. You know, they do such a good job. You know, they double the post. They switch five ways. They're heavy in the gaps if we try to drive it. They force you to shoot jump shots on the perimeter. And right now we're not shooting the ball very well, so we have to be better offensively with speeding them up, you know, playing a little bit faster on the defensive end and pressuring those guys to get them out of their comfort zone. And that's what we tried the first game, and for the most part it's pretty good, but we have to be able to sustain it for the 40. So those are some of the things that we've been working on in practice, you know, working on playing against the switching defenses, of course. But also, just like I said a little while ago, just making the right basketball play. We are trying to make plays that are not there. You know, we turn it over, take a bad shot. We got to punch the gaps and spray the basketball for the easier shots.
Again, Thursday at UT Martin, Saturday at Southeast Missouri. That's Dan Girard on the Dan Girard Radio Show. Round of applause for him and for Caden Kellehouse and the Jimmy John sub of the show. Thank you to Spankies for hosting us. That'll do it for our time here on WREF tonight. Coach, again, really appreciate
Thank
the time.
You, appreciate
and good luck this weekend. Good night to everyone. Thank you.
You have been listening to Dan Girard on basketball on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftherep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions. Spanky's